Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to Partial Recall.
First real together episode.
Yeah, Ruby's here this week.
Session.
We are gonna go back to the theme guessing thing.
So the rules of this are that we are going to play songs that we have picked, and all of the songs on each of our playlists are surrounding a theme, and we have to guess each other's themes.
Yep.
Which is a really convoluted way of explaining that, but...
Okay. And yeah, if you're listening in the audience and you think you've got it, this week, neither of ours are based on artist or title, so it'll be harder for you guys, but if you've got it, then feel free to call in and beat us to it. Anyway, I think Ruby's going to go first. So
I'll play two. Okay.
All right.
First one is City Looks Pretty by Courtney Barnett.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
So we just did a 2 and 2. So the first two were Ruby's theme, second two are my theme.
Yeah.
The only thing that I noticed was that your two artists were both like female solo artists, so that's one thing.
That might just be the music that I listen to be honest. But that's a good observation.
Okay. I mean, and the, you know, they both play guitar, so it was like...
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, here's the classic conundrum of, is it something in the lyrics or is it something about the songs?
Mm-hmm.
I think listening to your songs, I think that the only thing I notice is that they're both about nature in some way. So the first one was about blackberries,
mm-hmm.
and the second one was about a canal.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if the second one was a love song or not, but I don't think it was. So I don't really know.
Yeah, I think, I mean, yeah, it's not, you'll see it's not, and it's not either of those, but.
Yeah. Okay. I had an actual nightmare last night. This is actually real. I had a nightmare while I was falling asleep that Ezra found my playlist before the radio show and cheated and looked at all of the songs and figured out the theme. And then I found out and I started sobbing and I was like furious at him. And I woke up sweating.
Yeah.
That actually happened.
So it shows how devoted Ruby is.
Yeah,
to
exactly.
Actually, I just realized both years are about like walking around in some kind of environment, or like being, you know. I mean, I don't know. I guess Courtney Barnett's not talking about walking around, but you know, just anyway.
True.
Okay. Well,
should we do? Should we keep doing one?
Let's do. I don't know. Let's see. I guess maybe it's better to still do 2 and 2.
Really?
Okay. I mean, I think one more 2 and 2.
Okay, well, we'll deliberate while the song is playing.
Okay.
Okay, here's the next one.
Cool. What is it?
Father and Son.
Okay.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. How can I try to explain? When I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go. Change, just sit down, take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. All the times that I've cried, keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree, but it's them they know, not me. Now there's a way, and I know.
Gold line's gonna tell me where the light is. Gold line's gonna tell me where the light is. Take our hands out of control. Take our hands out of control. Now tell me what you saw. Tell me what you saw. There was
okay. I'm struggling.
I will say, yeah, I'm sorry about the slight theme break in the second song that I played. it was only for like 10 seconds, but technically, like, it is still
objective. Oh, okay, that's a hint.
It was still objectively on theme. Like, there's...
Okay, so that makes me think that the theme is not lyric-based, even though I was really stretching in my head, because I was like, okay, so the first song is about blackberries, and you get bunches of blackberries, and then the second one... The third one is about said the word half, and I was like, oh, maybe this is about like bunches and dozens and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it is.
No,
something with, okay, if there was a break in the, oh, okay, this is not an official guess.
Yeah.
But maybe it's something having to do with like the voice register of the singer, because they're all kind of like a little bit screechy. Screw, like, high-pitched.
There's one word that's high-pitched, but...
Okay.
Actually, there's two more that's high-pitched, but...
So I'm guessing that's not it. But yeah. I was thinking that they had similar vocal registers.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to keep that in mind. but that's not an official guess.
Okay, sounds good.
What are your thoughts?
I don't know, because, I mean, yeah, it's hard to, like, I mean, lyrically, I'm not really finding much similar between the three that you've played. Again, it's like another solo guitarist. They all have long hair, maybe. That's true. I mean, like, Cat Stevens does have long hair.
That'd be a really crazy theme for me to pick. I would try to think about it more thematically.
Okay.
Like, don't get bogged down in the little things. You know, like an Overcooked.
Yeah. Well, all right. I guess. Should I play one now?
Sure.
Okay.
Do you want to play one and then I'll play one and then we do get
the guess sure.
Again.
Okay, this one is...
Also, if anyone is listening out there and has any ideas...
Yeah. I'm not really... I don't really know how to think about yours. Okay, this one's a bit louder and definitely... Well, actually, I mean, I don't know, I'm not as much of a screechy voice, but yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I'm excited.
Come on, my daddy, yes, sir. let them know you realize life goes fast. It's hard to make the good things last. You realize the sun doesn't go down. It's just an illusion caused by the world spinning. Do you realize that you have the most beautiful face? Do you realize?
All right.
Okay. Well, Ezra, you've done it again.
What made a hard theme?
Made a hard theme. Or at least, maybe I'm just really bad at this kind of thing and I wouldn't get it even if it was really easy.
It's not obvious, but like it blends in, you know?
Well, the thing that I noticed is that they all have like long guitar sections. Like, Corvail didn't start singing for a really long time.
That's not, like, that's definitely not it, but that's like not far.
Away. It's like the type of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel like...
No, it's just like on the right path.
Okay. Okay, my dad had a guess for me.
Which was
indecision or uncertainty. Okay. He's wrong. Okay. But that is the type of theme that it is. Like it's
like what the songs are about.
No, like yeah, exactly. Yes, exactly. Hmm. Approaching from different angles of a theme.
Okay. I don't know what.
I think we should break. I think we should break them down a little bit just to get closer.
Okay.
Okay.
Who's breaking theirs down first? Then?
I can break mine down.
Okay.
Okay. So, just to think thematically of the songs.
Mm-hmm.
What was the first one I played? City Looks Pretty.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I don't really know how to break it down except for repeating what the theme of the song is. But what was the second one I played?
Walking around in your mind.
Walk around in your mind. Just like think about what each of them is about.
Well, it's like almost like I feel like I don't know. I mean, I feel like they're all time related, but like in some ways, like you. But I guess that's sort of
that's
a stretch too.
That's not that far. It like circles that, or okay. Like it's related to that in some way.
Okay. The hint that I will give you is rather than trying to find patterns, try to like not find things.
Oh, you know what?
What?
Okay, this is not an official guess, but I was thinking also that there was like heavy guitar and not that much of any other instrument.
That's also on the right path.
Okay, not an official guess, but maybe it's an absence of like bass or something. Okay.
That's a good guess.
Okay. All right, let's keep going. Maybe I'll make my official guess next time.
Okay.
Okay. You go first.
I'm going again.
Okay.
Okay. Well, okay. All right. I will play... I guess I'll play this one. Sure, okay. Yeah. All right, Modern Girl by Slater Kinney.
My baby loves me, I'm condescending and he wants to talk, but no, there's too much history, too much biography between us. Me and the major don't see eye to eye on a number of things. He'll take a guy like me, oh yeah. Me and the major don't see eye to eye on a number of things. He'll take a guy like me and put him in the army, cause the Queen's own army makes him mad. And he doesn't try. He knows there's something missing, and he knows it's you and I. We're the younger generation who grew up fast. All the others did drugs. They're taking it out on us. They're taking it out on us. They're taking it out on us. Me and the major are from different worlds, but if I get stuck in the lift, it's always with me. Me and the major are from different worlds, but if I get stuck in the lift, it's always with the man of noble standing who looks down on me like I was never born. I think the major's going quite insane. He goes along the pavement and comes back again, oh yeah. I think the major's going quite insane. He goes along the pavement and comes back again like he's on parade. He's on parade, at least he thinks so. Swapping his tent for a sheltered home. He doesn't have a family and he's living alone. He remembers all the punks and the hippies too. And he remembers Rosie Music in 72. He doesn't understand, no he doesn't try. He knows there's something missing and he knows it's you and I. We're the younger generation, we grew up fast. All the others did drugs, they're taking it out on us. They're taking it out on us. They're taking it out on us. Get the major and go up the town, oh boy. I wanna dance, I wanna drink a whiskey, so I forget the major and go up the town, because the snow is falling. Yeah, the snow is falling. The snow is falling, 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 falling.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/laddersafety.
Oh my God, thank you so much for reading that. I have absolutely no idea that ladders could be that dangerous. But that was a PSA from WMFO Radio in Medford, 91.5. Yeah. So, with that being said, I do think that your theme also has to do, there's some mentions of winter in a lot of the songs, and then there's also like leaving a place, and then also like there is definitely some like talking to someone who's older stuff, but I understand that you
well that could definitely be an element of the theme. Do you want me to go through the songs and try to break it down a little bit, just because I don't
you
know.
Can you just explain, well, okay, yeah, I mean, I guess just go the Belle and Sebastian one and the the Vashti Bunyan one. I don't understand. I don't really, I mean, I've never heard this before. I mean,
okay.
Yeah, so if you could give me a little synopsis.
I'll give you a little synopsis. So the Bon Sebastian one is about two people who don't agree with each other talking and trying to understand each other's sides and like different, you know, points of view. And then I'd Like to Walk Around in Your Mind is about wanting to experience life in someone else's head.
So it's like all about trying to understand someone else's viewpoint, but like, But at the same time,
I mean, that's not it, but you're circling it.
Yeah, I know, but also, yeah, because like a city looks pretty is not, I mean, it's like about trying to like see things through a new lens or something. I don't know.
You're circling it. You've got the burger and you've got the bun and you've got the lettuce, but you haven't chopped the lettuce. This is an overcooked analogy.
So, I don't know. And we still have time to play.
Yeah. Okay. Should I make my?
Do you want to make your guess?
I can make my guess, but you can still play a song.
Yeah. Sure.
I think that my official guess is that these songs don't have bass.
That is correct. Ding, ding, ding.
Okay. That was a good theme.
Thank you. Yeah, so the L1011 song plays a double neck, like, guitar and bass combo.
Interesting. And
I was like, there's no distinct bass player in any of these bands.
That's very true.
Which still fits with the guy who plays the double, because he's not a distinct bass player.
Oh.
So
he's playing the bass, but he's technically
He only played, like, three notes on it.
Okay.
So...
The Kurt Vile song was very much not bassy.
Yeah.
I noticed.
Yeah. Well, you know. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'll try and get it on this last one for you. All right. This is "Camel Swallowed Hope" by Jeff the Brotherhood.
Thank you.
Do you wanna hurl a guess out there before I explain?
Well, I've had a lot of ideas. Like, I think that there's a lot of stuff about dying. There's a lot of stuff about understanding somebody else's perspective or trying to get them.
Say it again.
Somebody else's perspective. I said that like 5 minutes ago.
But you didn't use that word.
Okay, is that what it is?
The theme is perspective.
I said perspective.
You said
point of view.
But there's a difference because some of the songs are about visual perspective. Or like comparative perspective.
Okay.
But good, you got it.
Okay. Thank you.
City Looks Pretty is like compare, like when you've been indoors, the city looks pretty, so you have a new perspective. I like to walk around in your mind, obviously. Father mm-hmm. and son. Do you realize it's like if you look at the world this way?
Well, I feel like I've been like saying basically that.
Yeah, you've yeah.
For each individual song.
Exactly. It was a cumulative thing. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But you got it. Wow. Look at that.
Yeah.
We got each other's themes.
Yay.
Wow.
All right, should we play one more song?
Let's play one more song.
Okay, do you want to play it off your list or should I play it off mine?
Sure, I mean, I have it up here, but I can play Modest Mouse.
Okay, which song?
Miss the Boat.
All right. We're playing a lot of Modest Mouse recently.
Are we?
Well, I don't know, you played, like, not Jam, I mean the other one, Gravity.
I guess I did. Because I like Modest Mouse, you know? Okay.
You're good. You can play it.
Like a dam. Oh, and we carried it all so well. course everyone goes crazy over such and such and such. We made ourselves a pillow, we just used it as a crutch. We were certainly uncertain, at least I'm pretty sure I am. Well, we didn't need the water, but we just built that good goddamn. Was there all that much to gain? Well, we knew we'd miss the boat, and we'd already missed the plane. We didn't read the invite, we just danced it our own wake. All our favorites were a plane, so we could shake, 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 shake. Tiny curtains open, and we heard the tiny clap of little hands. A tiny man would tell a little joke and get a tiny laugh from all them folks sitting drifting around on bubbles then. And it was us that carried them. When we finally got it figured out that we had truly missed the boat.